When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Christmas, happy holiday.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
As you can tell the difference. You know who I haven't heard sing Christmas song?
Who?
Country artists.
Huh. Wonder why. Sick of them.
I wonder if the J Figs people. Slipknot ever come out with a Christmas album?
Huh, that's good. Like you're talking about like a metal Christmas album.
Yeah.
She would.
There's
know.
A whole Christmas special on Peacock. That's not what I asked.
What is she even talking about?
Right.
What do you mean?
There's a Christmas special, a country Christmas special.
Christmas.
That's not. Country. I saw that.
Country.
That's
Christmas.
Not what I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not what we're asking.
Did Teddy Swims release a Christmas album?
Yeah.
Like Mariah Carey released a Christmas album.
Robin Thicke. No, not Robin Thicke.
I mean.
What's that guy's name? Michael Bublé.
Hey.
Oh, actually.
BMX. BMX.
True. Teddy Swims, by the way, has a very Teddy Christmas album.
There you go. See that?
Came out in 2021.
Teddy Swims not considered country, though.
Yeah, that's true. What about Morgan Wallen? I guarantee that guy doesn't have any Christmas albums. He hates Christmas.
How to spike your eggnog.
Mm-hmm. How to avoid Christmas spirit, apparently. No, I don't see any Christmas music from Morgan Wallen. What a horrible person.
There used to be Punk Goes Christmas. But that's
Punk
not...
Punk Goes Christmas.
Jennifer, I'm just asking...
Yeah.
Of these different... Not a concert.
Yeah.
Not a television special.
Yep.
But usually artists get big enough and then they come out with a Christmas album.
I'm looking.
I haven't heard somebody do it for country.
No Green Day. No Green Day Christmas song.
That pop that falls under Mariah Carey.
All right.
Michael Bublé would do it.
Michael Bublé, Ariana Grande did one.
Ariana Grande did a Christmas album.
Yeah.
I tell you who you need to come out with a Christmas album. I'm not going to lie. You ready?
Yeah.
What's his name? John Legend.
Oh, no, I've heard it. I think he may have one. Let me see. Or at the very least, he has a song. Yeah, but he has a hell of a voice. John Legend Christmas album. Yeah, a legendary Christmas. That's what it's called.
Yeah, so there. Where's country's legendary Christmas?
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood. Kelly Clarkson's not country.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's pop. She has
See,
country.
You look at this. I looked up Carrie Underwood Christmas album, and of course she doesn't have an album without... TV special associated with it.
Right.
Man.
There we go.
It's like a TV special album kind of thing. I think it's cheating personally if you
ask. That's like when they record a concert and then put it on the record. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about Slipknot? Slipknot have any? No.
Lady was an Antebellum.
Yeah.
And Blake Shelton.
Blake.
Look,
Shelton.
She's pulling up. But they don't. Do they have albums or songs?
Let's see. Blake Shelton Christmas album. Blake Shelton has a Christmas album that came out in 2012.
Okay.
But you know what? I noticed a lot of them, they do it like around their seventh album. A lot of the, like, for example, Carrie Underwood.
Well, yeah, because if you only have two albums out, nobody give a damn about your Christmas music.
Well, I mean, Teddy Swims two years ago was like, you know
but
what?
Teddy Swims, that's different though.
Yeah, got a good voice.
Teddy Swims, different.
What
about Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll.
It seems like Jelly Roll would come out with an Easter album. Did you see? They had a special. Teddy Swims was dressed like Santa Claus.
Oh, I did see that actually.
I'm like, see
that.
What?
Was that for an award show though, or something like that?
It was. It was a. It was Jingle Ball.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Jingle Ball on TV.
Yeah, I saw he was like all gray. He had the red suit on.
Yeah, I'm like,
Everyone's getting in the spirit. Wow, J-Fig is active in these chats.
Yeah, like, no, she, like, listen, you don't have to defend.
22 messages.
You don't have to defend music. I'm just saying.
These are fake people, right? She's mentioning. What the hell is
like
a Brett
Cody
Eldridge?
Cody Johnson?
Carly Brett Pierce? Eldridge? These are all fake names. She's just going through the list at Davie High School and just saying names at this point.
It seems that way.
What's a Carly Pierce? The only Carly we respect is iCarly. Let's get some headlines.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's get some headlines.
We mentioned... Why are we talking about albums? We mentioned the Miami Heat broke our hearts this weekend, dropping two...
They didn't break our hearts.
Broke Tobin's hearts, for sure.
You know, here's what it does. Listen, I'm not mad.
Just disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Just disappointed.
That, you know when you get hit with that.
Yeah. It is even worse, like, though.
Is worse. It is.
Like,
8-point dude. Just to make the score look the same, they had to put a zero in front of your eight.
They're back in action today. The Nets are in town to take on the Miami Heat. The game is at 7:30. You can hear it right here on 560 at WQAM. Preheat begins with Alejandro Solana at 6:15 p.m., so maybe they'll be able to somehow put that behind them as they have an opportunity to right their wrongs against the Nets here and again against the Magic on the 26th. Until then, you're dead to me, Heat. Miami Dolphins, on the other hand, were able to secure a victory and remain alive in the playoff hunt. Their chances are very slim, but like Leroy mentioned, in order for anything to happen, it starts with, number one, winning your games. Dolphins were able to do that yesterday.
See, and I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Not everybody talks about style points and this and that.
Yeah.
And I always say, I don't care. Just win the game. I don't care how ugly or bad it looks.
Just
because it's moments like this where then you look back and say, ooh, if we had just done this.
Yeah.
Right? The win is the most important thing. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I was fully prepared to win
Kansas City. Kansas City looked pretty damn good in another one score game. They pulled away at the end.
Yeah. But this game specifically, I was fully prepared to win this game on 6 Jason Sanders field goals. And then luckily, Devon Achane was able to create some space. But based off how the Dolphins have been winning all year, it hasn't been pretty in any of the games. So I was fully prepared for Jason Sanders to be the hero in this game.
It's football, though.
Yeah. And no, it is.
It's football. That's the thing. That's the thing that – you know, I try to explain is that all you can do is win the game in front of you.
Yep.
Sometimes you play games where all scoring is a premium. So if you can get points, you get them. Other times you play games where You better go in for a fourth, because we ain't stopping nobody, and we're in a shootout. Everybody has to get a feel for the game.
I appreciate
Mike McDaniel. Look, I appreciate Mike McDaniel when it was fourth and two or fourth and one.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Take the points.
Well, I think it was the ancient philosopher Vincent DiZolano who said, whether you win by an inch or a mile, a win is a win.
Minus one.
Yes, it was old Vincent DiZolano. Ancient philosopher. I got some news, Leroy, out of Miami, but it has some Cleveland Brown tie-ins. I'm not sure if you heard. Let's start with the bigger story out of the local soccer club. Key piece to success down here in Inter Miami, Leo Campana is on his way out in Inter Miami. They traded him for money. for money, apparently. For $2.5 million. I believe they moved him on over to New England. And they also opened up like an international roster spot and a bunch of stupid soccer things that don't make sense.
Maybe they get ready to sign somebody else.
They kind of is leading towards we're probably going to get someone else, maybe a Neymar of some sorts. But
really?
Those are the rumors. But I mean, for a long time, the rumors were that Messi was coming. And I was like, I don't know. Apparently, they're clearing up some space, getting some money available. So that big move could be on the way, or another big move of some sort. You know, we're just not going to stay still. We're getting rid of the coach, or we've gotten rid of the coach. You know, we got rid of one of the key players. And we're approaching 2026, where the stadium should be ready by then. So, you know, things are only trending in the right direction for Inter Miami. But I want to know if you saw this, Leroy. The schedule release for Inter Miami, and they determine which games are going to be home, which games are going to be away. And the game scheduled to be in Ohio against Columbus has actually been moved, Leroy. Do you know where they'll be playing their game now?
Yes. It'll be the first professional soccer game played in Cleveland Brown Stadium.
In Cleveland Brown Stadium. Isn't that? That's going to be April 19th, 2025. It'll be in Huntington Bank Field in Cleveland. Like you mentioned, the first ever Major League Soccer regular game played.
I might go.
That's what I'm saying. Just
to see, because think about this.
Yeah.
The suite that I go into.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is their last game. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes Huntington Bank Suite, I think.
Oh.
So I got to go, you know, I got to go.
Wait. So the game that you're going to, are you going to be able to enjoy it? The suite?
This one, this weekend? Yeah. Because the contract doesn't runs out the end of the season.
Okay. So you'll be able to enjoy it before it's before it's shut down.
I was supposed to go early.
Yeah.
And go eat some folks.
Well, and what happened? That changed?
No.
The game changed.
What changed is the direct flight.
Oh, what? What you mean?
Huh?
So what does that mean? Like, are you going to get there just as the game starts kind of thing?
No, I'm going Saturday. The game's on Sunday.
Okay, so then you have enough time.
But the direct flight doesn't get in until 10. If I wanted to get there at like 4 or 3... I would have had to do, so I just told him, peace out, bruh. I'll see y'all tomorrow, because I'm not doing that thing there.
But I'm confused, like, so your direct flight is arriving the day before the game on Saturday?
Yes.
So what am I missing that's going to prevent you from enjoying the food on Sunday? Or do they also do something on Saturday?
No. I was saying I was going to take some guys out to eat Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But I had to nix it because I get in too late.
Yeah, for sure.
If I wanted to get in earlier, I would have had to bounce around.
Nah.
So I'm like, nah.
Yeah, for sure. Direct flight, 10 p.m. Sorry, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
And thank God the game ain't at 8 o'clock. It's only at 4.
Yeah, for sure. So you don't have to wait that long to eat the buffet. That's that's gonna be
no.
Good. Do you have? Hey. Yeah.
Oh, we had a Robbie.
What you mean?
At the party.
What? Like right? someone did in
Saturday. So we standing around. First of all, they passing around hors d'oeuvres.
At a
right?
party Saturday.
Because I'm mad.
Yeah.
In my neighbor's house.
Oh, okay.
Cool, good people. You know, we do a lot of stuff together.
Yep.
He had his party. It was not only Christmas, it was his 50th birthday.
All right.
So I bring him a nice little bottle. We're gonna go over there and hit that up. And it's supposed to start at 8, 7:38, right? I'm watching football. I've been watching football all day. My wife, you know, got me an outfit.
Oh.
No, because, dude, his party was themed. It was gold.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
I don't
want
any gold.
You wear like a gold shirt with like white pants. Nobody wears white pants this time of year. He goes, wear winter white. What the hell is that?
You just see people just be making up things.
Right. So that's it. So we get there. They passing around the finger foods. Right. I'm a fan of finger foods, but he got the trays right outside with the real food in them. So I ain't bite, you know, even passed on the Swedish meatball.
No,
you know why?
Why is that?
If you're not pulling that Swedish meatball from the molten lava that is cooked in the crock pot, it ain't gonna be no good. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you put it
in the bowl with the hot lava and then you get your toothpick and eat it. I can't mess with you.
Boop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I ain't do that. So the food comes out.
Okay.
And all the people there, they taking the food out. And it was me and a couple standing right there.
Yep.
Right? So we all standing there looking at the food. Ain't nobody moving. Right? I said, oh, no, y'all pulling a Robbie? I said, y'all don't want to eat the food till somebody break the seal. The wife said, I'll do it. The husband's like, no. I said, why can't she break the seal? Right? Soon as she took that plate and put it in her hand, line was out the door. Right.
They're waiting for the seal.
They're waiting for somebody to break the seal.
That's polite. That's polite, though.
I don't do that. Like,
oh, you're a seal breaker. You don't wait for the seal to be broken.
No, I waited for her.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't be the crazy neighbor that just come and eat all the food and go home.
Mm. Although, guilty.
But then it got worse. So, yesterday, I'm getting ready to go to the store, right? Got to get some stuff for tomorrow, whatever. I go into my garage, and I hear something rustling by the garbage.
Uh-oh. In your garage? Uh-oh.
Outside.
Oh, okay.
By where the garbage cans
are.
Okay. I'm like, oh, we got a damn trash can, a trash panda out here, right?
Yeah.
So I grab a stick, and I do this.
Hmm?
You know, like outside the garage.
Yep.
It's my neighbor.
What?
She's like, your wife said I could use your garbage cans because we got a lot of trash.
Oh, okay. You better watch out.
Then he start laughing because he knew.
Oh, he was turning to.
Yeah.
Woo.
So he start laughing. We laughing out there because I did like.
Okay.
Like, come on, man. Hey, I didn't know how prepared I needed to be.
Watch out, man. It could have went ugly. It could have got real ugly.
Especially if I would have opened up the other garage door.
Look, this could have turned into Tobin versus Possum. This could have been bad.
Swing first, ask questions later. Yes.
What the hell you doing in my garage? Leroy, we got some sports over these next couple days. So, of course.
We do. We got bowls.
Yeah.
We got basketball. And we got beers.
So, therefore, it's time for us to get some bets. Let's go ahead and come back with some chili peppers on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Be careful though.
It's spicy.
Why is it spicy?
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin out for the week. Your boy holding things down with Leroy. It is Christmas. What better thing to receive on Christmas than a little bit of money on? Leroy and I are going to put together a parlay now. A winning Christmas parlay. Leroy, let's start with tonight's Miami Heat game. Now, there's going to be multiple legs to this parlay, and we want the most guaranteed to cash in with the highest value. So, if I'm looking at the Miami Heat game...
Well, the more definite it is,
yeah,
the less money you make.
Correct, which is why we need a lot of legs. Now, the Nets are currently underdogs by 11 points. That, to me, I kind of want to take the Nets points. I'm going to be honest with you. Although I do think the Heat will win, and I do think that they're looking to bounce back after that disappointing loss. 11 points? When was the last time Miami Heat beat someone by 11 points? But is there anything in particular I should be looking for? Tyler Hero has been on a hot streak as of recent, especially from behind the line. And another item that has been pretty on point for me is the Haywood Highsmith steal over 0.5 steals. Any of these things you think something that we should invest
in? Wait. Who got traded?
What do you mean?
From the Heat.
Like right now?
No, somebody just got traded last week.
Thomas Bryant.
Thomas Bryant.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always...
Scared me. I was like, is there breaking news right now?
No.
I had to look up Sean.
I was always like, you were saying Haywood Highsmith, and I was thinking Thomas Bryant.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, wait a minute. He ain't even on the team. Like, the thing is that you have guys on your team who's supposed to score. You have guys on your team who give you energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Highsmith and Drew Smith, both Smiths are energy. Doesn't mean they can't score. That's not their priority. So yeah, I don't know how, like, if I would even bother.
No, I never put his scoring. I always put his steals. He always gets, like, one steal, and they always have him listed at 0.5 steals. He's been guaranteed every time I put it in. But... Tyler Hero, been having a good season. If I can only pick one, I think I'd have more faith in Tyler Hero's points than I would in Haywood Steele's. Or is there another name or another stat potentially that's been drawing your attention that you think we should invest some time?
What's over under on Drew Smith steals?
You know, he's not even bettable, dude. You can't even bet on the guy, which is part of my problem. Like,
oh, he's not even on the list.
If Hard Rock doesn't want to acknowledge the guy, why the hell should I have to acknowledge the guy?
Because all you care about is the gambling aspect of it.
Correct.
Then why say you a fan?
I'm not a fan of Drew Smith. I'm totally not a fan of Drew Smith.
But if it had good odds, you bet it.
Hell yeah, I would. If they had
wait.
Yeah.
Aren't we getting around the time of like we should have bowl games being banged out every night now, right?
Absolutely. Let's see if what's on the bowl game schedule, because we can put some money line on those. We can get some odds in our favor potentially. Let's go to bowlseason.com. Anything worth mentioning? Okay. Nope. Let's see. Today is the 23rd. Today, oh, how could we forget, Leroy, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Isn't that on the Blue Turf in Boise?
That is indeed in Boise. That's going to be between Northern Illinois and Fresno State.
That's a hard pass.
That is indeed a hard pass. The only bowl of any sort of significance that anyone in South Florida may be slightly engaged with is going to be the Hawaii Bowl, and that's because University of South Florida is going against San Jose State in that. Does that do anything for you, good sir?
No, South Florida, now that's a bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, why? Because you're a fan of going to Hawaii for bowl games, I think?
Young men get to go all the way from Florida to Hawaii?
No, it's really an amazing experience.
Which way do you fly? Do you go east and go around, or do you go west?
I think you go west past California.
Because if you go west, it's 11, it's still far. 12 hours. It's
far.
Right.
But if you go the other way...
Well, think about this, though.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this.
Yep.
From California to Hawaii is a 3-4 hour flight.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it is. It is. I didn't realize that.
I used to think that puppy was sitting out there like the Bahamas.
Yeah, same. I definitely thought the same thing until I worked for the cruise lines that would sail out of Long Beach, and once during the year they would do Alaska, and another time they'd do Hawaii. But those cruises were longer because they would break it up because it is such a long voyage. People don't understand.
Wasn't a fantastic voyage?
Fantastic voyage. Ride, slippity slide. I need some bets, though. They got NFL football today, too. We got Saints, Packers. I need something here, man.
Traveling to the Saints?
I think the Saints are traveling to the Packers, if I'm not mistaken.
That spread is double digits, isn't it?
As of right now, oh my God, we're looking at a 14-point spread.
And I might not be close enough.
Oof. All right. I guess this is at this point in the season, you know which teams are which. You're not attempting to figure
out. How about, let me see. Check the running back for the Packers.
Running back for the Packers.
Anytime touchdown and a hundy.
Ooh, let's see. Player props. Anytime TD for the Packers. Josh Jacobs is at minus 325.
To have
an anytime touchdown. Hey, but listen, man, we can go ahead and put the parlay together. Well, look, that's the first one you've given me, so I'm gonna start with that one right there. We're gonna put that on the list, Leroy. While we're looking at this game, you know, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and
the game. I think Green Bay is going to destroy them.
So you think
they don't have a quarterback?
You think Green Bay is going to cover with the 14?
Yeah.
All right, let's get Green Bay to cover that 14. We'll add that to our list right there. Let's continue this going. Now the Heat. The Heat didn't nothing intrigued you from the Heat?
No. Too wishy-washy. You can't count on nothing.
What about Tyler Hero? He's been pretty good. We can still avoid it. I mean,
22-23?
Let's see. I think it was 23 last I checked. Tyler Hero's player props for tonight. Points would be 23.5.
Yeah, we can do that. He'll get.
All right, so we're hitting.
Somebody got to take the initiative.
We're hitting over on Tyler Hero. Now, you know, we have a Christmas Day game. We have a couple, if I'm not mistaken. At 1 p.m., you have the Ravens and Texans. Ravens, Texans.
Ravens double digits?
I'm sorry. At 1 p.m. is Chiefs, Steelers. Ravens, Texans are at 4:30. And no double digits on this one. Let's start with the 1 p.m. game. Chiefs, Steelers. You want anything there? Anything doing anything for you there?
No, what's the spread?
The spread?
Yeah.
2.5. 2.5 for the... they're giving the Chiefs -2.5. Steelers are +2.5.
They might already be locked up before the game even starts.
No, the Bills won yesterday. Had the Bills lost, the Chiefs would have locked up that first spot. But because the Bills won, it's still up for grabs.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Because people don't realize when we were 15-1.
Yeah.
We had to play every game because Atlanta was 14-2.
Stupid Atlanta.
Yeah.
So this Chiefs-Steelers game or the Ravens-Texans game?
No. Steelers, Chiefs.
Yeah.
If I had to make a guess, I'd lean towards less than 3 home team. Yeah.
Okay. So wait, hold on, are we putting that in right there?
Steelers. Yeah, you put Patrick Mahomes, I'd take that.
Steelers are home, by the way.
Oh no.
Yeah, okay. Steelers are home and they're getting 2.5.
That sucks.
Right. You want to avoid
I just
that
made
game?
A statement that make that means I just had to pick the totally opposite team.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, you're talking about at home. Usually home team is 3.
Yeah.
So what's up? We going with the Steelers?
No.
All right. Let's avoid that game then.
They're too wishy-washy.
All right. Ravens, Texans. Ravens favored by 4. You want to do money line or you want to take the points?
Take the points.
All right. And
so
right
give
now,
the points.
Give, take.
Ravens giving the points.
Right now, we're okay. You know, if we put down $10 on what we have, we're winning 78. Not, you know, I'm not going to write home about it necessarily, but I'll take the 78.
Just a little action, baby.
I mean, I want a little bit more. Let's look at the Panthers. Let's look at the Panthers, man. The Panthers have been dominating recently. They just beat the Lightning. They just beat the Blues. They have an opportunity to face the Lightning again at home today at 7 p.m. You can hear that on 790 The Cat.
Wow.
Wow, that was good. Impressive. Do you want to take right now the Panthers are favored by 1.5 goals? Do you want to take that? Do you want to take money line? You want to take any specific goal score?
I tell you what, I'm feeling froggy.
Oh, all right.
Do the 1.5.
Whoa. All right. So you're saying they're going to win by 2.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's interesting. Hey, that's value, Leroy. You want like me a little value right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're at a 5-bet parlay, and my $10 can win me $191. I mean, I like that pretty
good. That's a holiday fun. Just go ahead on and say you got action. Because I ain't going to see you till Thursday.
What if I put in one more?
Here we go.
Measly leg of the parlay. Ooh, you know, what about points? We can do points, right? Points. They don't even have to score. They have Sam Bennett at 0.5 points.
No.
Come on. All right, what about shots? Ooh, shots is good. Okay. What about... All right, we'll just move away from this. See if there's anything else potentially... Do I add the Canes to this? No, we'll talk about the Canes on Friday. We'll put some chili peppers on the Canes on Friday.
Oh, they play this weekend?
They do. They play the 28th. So with that being said, got a little Thursday night football too. Don't forget about the Thursday night football, Leroy.
No, this is all for today or tomorrow, right?
Yeah, because Thursday is the 26th. Yeah, so we're doing tomorrow and Christmas. We're doing tomorrow and Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. Just to make this a little bit juicier, the people need money. It's Christmas.
You keep going until it gets too many bets to win.
Come on. Just one more, Leroy. Just give me one more. Player props. Hear me out. Player props. Threes made. How about that one? Threes made. I don't know if I'm liking these numbers. Bam Adebayo to make 1-3.
No. What's Tyler, 3.5?
Yeah. And he'll do it, but I just don't like it. They got Duncan.
Dunks is 2.5?
2.5 right now. They got Duncanson at 2.5.
If I had to go with somebody, I'd go with Tyler.
Tyler with 3.5?
Yeah.
Let's see how much that increases our value. Yeah. You know what? Not even that much. I'm actually disappointed in that. I didn't do anything to our value. So you know what? We're taking off Tyler.
Yep.
All right. I feel better about that. But hold on. That means that I could potentially go to what I normally like to go to, Leroy.
What's that?
Defense. Where's the steals? Where are the steals? Oh, bastards. They're on to me. They removed Haywood Highsmith from the steals. That hurts my heart.
Because Jimmy's not playing, so he's going to play more?
Yeah, they're kind of, like, confused because they have Jimmy here, but I can't trust them. I can never trust anything Jimmy-related. All right, then you know what, guys? This is it. The universe is telling us we should cut bait. We should settle for what we're at right now. It's not bad. It's not bad odds here. I'll just review our bets given to us by our boy Leroy. We have the Packers covering the spread at -14. Tonight against the Saints and a Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown. We got the Florida Panthers covering the spread at -1.5 against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. We got Tyler Hero going over 23.5 points for the Miami Heat tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. And then lastly, on Christmas Day, we have the Ravens covering the spread at -4 against the Houston Texans with Beyonce performing at halftime on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll be the Netflix game where Beyonce is going to break the servers the same way Jake
This
Paul.
Ain't Hold'em, mm-hmm. And this ain't Texas.
Sorry. So that's $10 could win you a whopping $191. You can go ahead and buy all the kitties, the Christmas gifts that you like with just $10. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome, South Florida. Those were Chili Peppers provided to you by Leroy. And if they win, also Frog Boy. If they lose, it's just Leroy.
But wait, what if it's one off? Then that means you put the stink on my bets.
It depends on which one it is. If it's a Tyler Hero, then yeah, I'll take that one for sure because I was trying to push that. But if it's like the Packers or the Saints, no, that's you, dude. I'm totally putting that one on you. When we come back, got the final segment of the hour. Maybe Jay Fig will join us. Who knows? No one ever knows.
Wow. She's doing the newsletter.
Oh, yeah,
it's due next month.
We'll be back on Top of the Leroy.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cat.
Oh, hello, Jay Fig.
Mr. Grinch.
Hello. I don't know if you know you're muted, but hello, Jay Fig.
My bad. Thank you for my theme song.
That's what I was going to say. Is that our theme song?
Yes, that is Jay Fig's theme song and also the theme song that I am designating for the Miami Marlins.
I think that was the biggest grossing Christmas movie ever.
The Grinch?
How the Grinch stole Christmas or the other one?
What's his name did?
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. They said he made $70 million himself.
Oh, well.
Yes.
I will...
How much did Cindy Lou make, though?
Not enough. She deserved more.
I'm seeing her when she comes to Tampa next year.
What's the name of her band again?
The Pretty Reckless.
Pretty Reckless.
That's right up your alley.
Relatable.
I'm so excited.
You know what J-Fix band would be? The Cropouts.
The Cropouts.
A year later, and it is still reoccurring controversy.
Wait a minute. That's not something that happens to just anybody. Mm. People don't just do that.
Mm.
I don't know why you think your situation, that's no big deal. No, that was stunning, that story.
No, it wasn't. You just made it a big deal.
Hey.
Yep.
Marcos.
Yep.
Has any of your other friends ever told you?
No, I've never been cropped out, or I've never cropped someone out of a photo.
Let's say me and my best friend took a picture, and I think I look really good in the picture. And I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm going to crop you out.
That's a chick thing. No, did you tell him that?
He doesn't have to know anything.
Wow. So you even said, if me and my friend are cool, we told him and they'd crop us out. You didn't tell him. So he thinks.
Did I ever post it? No, I didn't. No. Because I hear from you.
He thinks that he took a picture with you in a band.
Okay. It's there.
So what happens if one time he calls and says, hey.
I have the picture.
Oh, so you're going to send him the unedited version.
Exactly. But
the version that you actually use, he's not in it.
Exactly.
What if he posts the same picture?
Then that's his problem. It's not mine.
But then people going to know you cropped him out.
I never posted it.
Mm.
Oh, you just cropped him out for your own person?
For my own happiness, yeah.
That's even worse.
How?
You cropped him out of a picture you weren't going to even show nobody.
That picture was meant for me, okay?
So, yeah, that makes it worse. Because you cropped somebody out of a picture.
No one told him to get in the picture with me and the band I wanted to take a picture with.
That picture was about you, not about him.
Exactly. He just snuck in.
Okay.
Hmm. So less about how bad of a person J-Fig is and more about how bad of an ownership job the Miami Marlins have continued to do with their historically putrid franchise.
Here's the thing, Marcos.
Yes.
I think part of the reason why we criticize what everybody's doing, this is across any business, is because we don't know what they're trying to accomplish. We just see all the moves independent of one another and not due to a bigger plan, right?
Well, it seems like we're on the brink of blowing things up because we're trading away all of our best pieces. We even ones that aren't expensive, like Jake Berger. Now, with the latest move by the Marlins, they have decided to trade away their lefty, Jesus Luzardo, in a trade with...
No, he was the ace last year.
Well, he's gone now. He plays for the Phillies, a division rival, which makes the most sense, doesn't it? Want to know what
baseball
we got
is the only baseball is the only team sport where they just don't care who you trade. You know what I mean? I think isn't one of the biggest trades ever is Babe Ruth going from Boston to New York?
New York, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. You know, Saquon just went from the Giants to the Eagles. It happens.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, it doesn't happen every time in football. It rarely happens in football unless a guy's just cut. And furthermore, the guy might lose his damn job over it.
Yeah, trading someone to your opponent is crazy. But, you know, oftentimes if a player gets cut, like you said, they'll stay within the same division. But this was a trade. This wasn't we cut him and they happened to pick him up. We traded Luzardo for, I'll tell you right now,
Peanuts.
A 19-year-old shortstop.
19-year-old shortstop.
Who plays single-A baseball and a 21-year-old outfielder.
Ready?
Yeah.
Will I hit 60 before they show up playing a Marlins game?
60. Hold on, let me Google your age. 4 more years.
Well, hey, dumb.
Did you just Google his name? He's right next.
Wait. If you say I'm a Google it, and as to keep it private, it'll go 4 more years.
It's okay. I'll blur your face. I'll blur your face out. It's fine.
Listen.
No, it's fine.
You have literally did something that can't be undone.
Right. Nah, if I blur your face, totally fine.
Oh my god!
Please blur his face.
Yes, blur my face. Yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
And then do my voice.
And then crop it.
No, but based
do
off
my, do my voice.
By the time I turned 60,
that was him.
Yeah, I don't think the Marlins will be good by the time I turn 60, based off of how they're going. So,
pretty much
another questionable move for the Marlins, just in time for the end of the year. Try to sweep it under the rug. Huh? The holidays are going on.
So if they came out, and here's what I hate. This is what I hate. I hate when people have a plan, and they haven't had any success for a long time. And they try to corporate you, meaning that they act as if though we should just go for it because they know more about baseball than we do. I don't question that. I do think they know more about baseball and prospects and stuff like that. However, every move that has been made down here always seems like it's to save money that you don't want to spend. Because here's the problem I have with all this. If all those players work out like you think they do, they're going to, you're just going to do it again.
Yeah.
So what is the point? When you have a star player, now I get this. If you have a star player, you're not winning. You're wasting money.
Yeah,
I get absolutely. That. So what happens if all these players they trade for end up being good? Are we going to go through this process again? We never get to enjoy even the good trades or the good drafts because as soon as you have to give them a substantial amount of money,
out of here.
You get rid of them.
Yep.
So I would like to know, and because they don't tell you, they just kind of in your face, we know baseball.
Yeah.
I would like to know if anyone could please respond to just little old me who might only attend a couple of games. When these guys get to be as good as you hope they would be, building a team means you keep those guys and build and keep going. We haven't done that with all the trades. So why is this any different? What is your plan? How you plan on go about this? Are you going to then, you know, use your farm system, get them to be ready to go to the big leagues and then trade them again for more assets, which is also another trick. At what point are we going to, this is our team, we're going to stick this out and ride this for a few years?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. We are still waiting on it. Doesn't seem like it's going to happen this year, but I guess we'll keep holding our breath. In the meantime, we will focus on things that make us happy, like Christmas trivia. We got that and much more on the final hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show.